Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And you find a lot of things there that will help you with your small business, whether you want to read or you like to listen or you like to watch. Either way, we got something. All the senses, we're still working on the smell thing. We hadn't got that worked out, but we're working on that. Well, of course, you might read a couple of my articles if you think stink, but I'll let you be the judge of that. We're glad you're here because we got our good friend John Deaney with us. John's a longtime Brain Trust member, almost 10 years. He is the author of a bunch of books, including the new book. Can I tell him about the new book, John? Is it too early?
Oh, break my heart, Jim.
Okay. The new book, folks, it's not ready yet, but you're going to want it. And I'm telling you, I'm going to make sure you get this book because it is really an important book. I still hate him because I was supposed to write this book. It's called Hunting in a Farmer's World. And I'm celebrating the mind of an entrepreneur. And I'm telling you, it is outstanding what I've seen in the draft. So, John, congratulations. I can't wait till you get this out so people can get their hands on it. It's going to be available electronically and in print. So folks, look for that. Look for that real soon. John, we've been talking about the bad hires. We all make bad hires. And I pointed out as we went to the break that big companies make bad hires all the time. But they got so many people that if they get one bad apple, they let somebody go and they get rid of them. Or even if they don't get rid of them, it doesn't spoil everything. But when you've got 6 employees or 3 employees or 13 employees or 40 employees, one bad employee, one toxic, one cancerous employee can really upset a small business. And so when you make that bad hire, you got to do something about it, don't you?
Absolutely. The problem is, and in this case, he had a department head and then 2 people further down in an office of, let's say, 25 people. Okay, so not huge, who had become a problem. I think one of them definitely caught it from another one. But, you know, do you take the person out and, you know, they were all in the same area of the company. You know, and you can't excise 4 people from a department. That is the department. That was the whole. That was the whole thing. And the whole department was complaining and missing deadlines. Everything was too hard, and they were underpaid, and he knew where it came from. But
so the others were mimicking the troublemaker.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, who happened to be their boss.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, so you can get rid of the boss, but now you're bringing somebody new in for a department of these unhappy whiners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you try and get a couple performers underneath them? And risk the fact that he's going to corrupt them as well, which is probably what the case is going to be. You know, or do you just, you know, you can't afford to unload the entire department.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and this is why the analogy works so well, because, you know, when you wait, as he did, when it was like, well, he's just kind of a crabby guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, you know, he's complaining, but he always complains.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's missing deadlines, but it was a rough couple months. You know, and by the time he faced the fact, by the time the owner looked in the mirror and said, look, you're just not doing what you need to do. This guy is a chronic problem, and he's getting worse all the time. It had spread.
Mm-hmm.
It had metastasized, as you said. You know, and he's left with a situation of, you know, where do you start? Do you start from the bottom and work up? That's probably not going to work because they're going to get corrupted again. Do you go through the much greater effort of recruiting a new manager and bringing him or her in the top of a department they're going to hate running?
Well, you got to start where the problem is. You can't start with the collateral damage. You got to go find where the problem is. And you know, sometimes that's not as evident as you might think, is it?
No. No,
I mean, sometimes you just realize this department, this team, this group has a problem, and you don't know where exactly who's the nucleus of this thing, But when you find out what that is, you got to deal with that and then hope that the other people can be redeemed.
Yeah, I faced this issue many years ago when I had a distribution company. We had a salesman who was an excellent salesman, and it was Joe Rah-Rah on the floor. And what I didn't know for a long time was, he would invite the rest of the sales department and the warehouse guys over to his house and buy them all free beer every night and cook steaks for them while he held court on how bad the company was.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay, well, he gets to go somewhere else real quick.
He did when I found out.
Yeah.
But for a long time, I was going, what's wrong with these people? They used to be happy working here, and now they're all giving me the evil eye. So you're right. Sometimes it's hard to find.
Well, but you got to do it, folks. And so it comes. So how do you tell if you've got a bad hire, if you've got a situation like this? Well, performance, right? That's one thing. Attitude. Another thing that happens is somebody will say something to the boss. That is sort of, you know, remember how when your mother and your dad complain, if they ever complained to you about the other one, it kind of made you feel uncomfortable. You know,
right.
We got an employee who comes and complains about something. It makes you feel like, well, they're being whiners. But you know what? Maybe they're telling you the truth.
You know, it's even more than that. You've really put your finger on it, Jim. Where it comes from most of the time is the other employees. They're going to be your identifiers.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have you yourself or known somebody that terminated an employee and your other employees came to you and said, boy, it's about time.
That's
we
exactly
were wondering
right.
when you're going
That's
to do
exactly
that.
Right. And I'll tell you what, folks, you can't let this happen. I've seen organizations taken down by one person that the leadership allowed to take them down because they would not take the action to get rid of that bad hire. You got to make it happen. John Deeney and I will be right back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.